But I want to get to this because my frustration has been building right throughout the season in relation to a couple of rules. Now, I understand rules can at times be boring and no one is ever going to be happy with the way that the game is adjudicated. But it's come to a head with the 10-metre protected rule to the point that it is making a mockery of the game and we are asking players to do things that we should not be asking them to do. Such as if your opposition takes a mark or wins a free kick and you are inside the protected zone and you try and get out, you've been penalised for that. So you can't disappear down a pothole in the middle of Marvel Stadium. You actually have to get out of the area, yet umpires are penalising players for that. Saw Errol Goulden, who would have been 12 metres away from a free kick to Membry on Saturday night, be penalised for running through the area, and that results in a goal. And goals are pretty hard to come by in AFL football right now. So there has to be a change to this rule. And I've tweeted about this right way back. I've gone on and done a million volcanoes on it. I've gone on the AFL's own website and challenged Brad Scott to change the interpretation of this rule. And I've just about had enough. And I can feel the frustration growing from you out there as well, to the point where every time one is paid, my Twitter feed blows up. So we can't accept it. We just can't accept poor rules in the game, and something must be done to save aspects of the contest, because I am telling you, a team is going to cop it in a final, or God forbid, a grand final, on the back of what is the most ridiculous interpretation of one rule that we've ever seen, and the punishment for it is too significant. So what have we done? I've started a petition. Don't laugh. I have started, this is legit, I've started a petition, change.org. It's time for the AFL to scrap the protected area free kick or adjust the interpretation. Port Adelaide midfielder Kane Corns leads the charge to have the law adjusted immediately. So what's a fair amount of signatures you think we can get? Like, are you as upset about this rule as what I am? It started with a stand rule. We'll leave that one aside for a moment. We'll get to that later, because that's a joke, and it has been and it was always going to be a joke. But the biggest one now is the 10-metre protected zone. So I've got five signatures on this petition. I said I was going to do it during the week. I'm a man of my word. We have followed through with the help of our SEN gurus here and our social media team. We're going to pump this out, and I need you to digitally sign this petition. As I said, it's got five supporters. By the time we are off air this morning at 12 o'clock, I would hope that's in the multiple hundreds, if not 1,000 this morning. And then I reckon we can probably get it to 50,000. So that's my target. I want 50,000 signatures. We are then going to get the AFL on, going to request Brad Scott to come on and have a rare media performance and present these 50,000 signatures to him. Are you as upset about it as me? Will you sign the petition? It'll be on our social media channels in a matter of moments. And I'd just really love your support on this, because we can't cop it and I want to do something about it. Even if it's not going to make a difference, I feel like we are making one by getting on board this and forcing the AFL to at least consider relaxing the interpretation of this, just like they've done the descent rule. I mean, it can be fixed in a week, this stupid rule. Nick's in Perth. Nick, will you sign my petition?
100%, Kane.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, Sam Edmund is on another planet if he thinks people are not going to the footy now because of stupid rules like this. This is why people don't go to watch the game. It's exactly the reason why.
Yep. All right. Well, jump on board, Nick. Sign the petition. I'm going to continually update this. Damien Barrett's just texted me and said he's switching off. Rule topics boring. He loves the rule. Me and Damo went head-to-head on the Sunday Football Show. Damo, concede defeat on this one. It is a poor rule. You tried to argue with it. You tried to back up the AFL on this, but it doesn't work. It is a poor rule.